Morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys could all sail on in here with all the wind. Hopefully you guys caught the wind right and didn't get bad gas mileage. But one thing, somebody dropped this in the parking lot. If this is yours, come and grab it. It's a handicap sign, so I'll be in the back with it. So if you want to come grab it, you can do that. Or maybe I'll just put it on the mailboxes in there on the bottom part. So walk by, grab that as you go out. So you can have that back. If you want to look to our bulletin today, we're going to start off with a few announcements. You can see that there's a love offering today. There's actually two of them, one during the Sunday school and then one during the SBA's ministry team service tonight. They'll be putting that on here at 6, so show up for that. There's no youth group because of the ministry team being here, so if you know of anybody that's planning on coming, tell them to come for the ministry team. Then also, as you walked in, there's the table with the lost and found out there. Look through that again here probably next week. We'll probably just make it a free-for-all. So if you think you lost something, check through it. If not, you might never see it again, which is probably a normality in that thing. So also, you can see the short-term missions fund for the funding for the short-term missions. If you're planning on going to that, there's applications and forms out there for that. Get those back into the missions committee no later than May 4th. So just make note of that and get those back. Are there any other announcements? Okay. We're going to play the video now for the VBS. So you guys watch that.
And Savior Jesus Christ. That's where you come in. When you volunteer to serve sweet snacks, gallop with kids through games, create crafts or lead science experiments, teach the Bible lessons or lead toe-tapping tunes, you'll be showing kids to marvel at Jesus and live for his glory. Is there anything more important than that? Get a wiggle on and sign up today.
Well, you missed the fun accent and all that stuff, and I thought about getting up here and voicing it over, but it's not a good idea. Wouldn't be good. But in the foyer, there is a sign-up sheet for the VBS volunteers, and we need those in. Here pretty soon we'll have a deadline to get your shirts sizes in, so put your shirt size down as you do that. If you have any more questions about that, you can always come talk to me, and I can fill you in on what we need there and what's going on for that. So we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Titus 2, 11 through 14. And it says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself up for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify himself for a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works."
Good morning. Let's stand and sing together number 543 in our hymnals, "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder." When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Thanks for singing. Take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them here this morning.
Well, good morning. Welcome to our worship service. As you notice, I'm not the Club Rock kids. We're doing a little adjustment to make sure we get a few more here. It was a wonderful closing program, the opportunity to kind of graduate our sixth graders and to the last evening, some of our numbers went back up, so it was nice to see some of our students back for the final one. And we again truly thank all those that helped this year with Club Rock, from bringing snacks to helpers and games, and definitely for our parents. We're thankful for each one that entrusted your students with us this year. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of reminders. Continue to pray for Anita as recuperating at the nursing home with her fall. Jerry Van Zee seems to be getting along better, and so we know that that always kind of is a long road of recovery from the couple of stints that he had put in. Also, Ed Morgan is at the hospital in swing bed. He had a doctor look at his foot again on Friday and a little bit of cleaning out, and things are encouraging, but continue to pray for him and Bonnie. One of our attenders, Lynette, who they've moved up from Arizona. They've been trying to sell their house there in Arizona for the last, 6 months? So she would really appreciate letting the church pray alongside of them for the sale of their house. It's a little bit different in the Arizona area that summer months are not the best time to sell a house. But they did get a couple of showings. So we'll be praying for that sale. And then a couple of things through this week. We're grateful to have Mike and Judy Manna with us. They got to participate with the storms, the blizzards down in Nebraska. We have a couple of others from our area that have gone down as the electrical teams. So we'll be praying for those. Eli, I heard, has gone down as they try to get power back to those that were taken out by the storms. And then from Sandy Sievertson, Randy got hit by a cow the other day, and he is doing okay, just really sore. So we'll be praying for Randy. He probably wouldn't, doesn't really want that announced, but that's okay, because he's definitely not going to the doctor, so we know it's not, but we'll be praying that, because that, again, there's the large animals, and we're not as big as they are, and sometimes they move faster than we think. Any other prayer requests or praises for this morning? Yeah, Tim. And so Miranda's cousin Wade, he also was taken by a cow, and but he ended up at the hospital with a partially collapsed lung and several broken ribs. So that we'll be praying for Wade and the recovery. It's just this time of year, it is always a good reminder. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for today. We thank you for how you do watch out over us. As we look outside and we see clouds, and we are reminded that we desperately do need moisture. Father, other places in our country have got an excess, whether it be through tornadoes and the stronger storms or the blizzards that went through Nebraska and Iowa. And we pray for those that are dealing with the loss of power. We thank you for crews and teams that can go and help restore, but we just ask for protection. But for our area, you do know our needs. We are not far from your thoughts. But it is like dealing with moisture. It is out of our control. So, Father, I do pray that you would see fit to bring the moisture that we need, especially as we look at the needs of our pastures and our fields. Father, we do pray for protection. Just a reminder of, as families work with animals, those animals have a mind of their own, and we lift up Randy to you, just ask that you would heal. We also lift up Miranda's cousin Wade, that you would ease his discomfort with the broken ribs and be healing his lung, that as well as for both men to be patient in the healing process. And we know that that is also a difficult thing to do. We also lift up Jerry Van Zee, and grateful for the healing in his life with the two stents, and pray that you would also help him to be patient with the restrictions. Think of those that have also had heart surgery in the recent weeks. We lift up Tony Welsh and some of the physical challenges he deals with in coming off of his stents. We also lift up Ed Morgan, grateful for the medical teams that come alongside for the healing from his stents, but also now with his foot, and ask that you would be an ever-present help, not only in their travels back and forth to Pier, but also that the antibiotics and your healing hand would help save his foot, and that the circulation would return, and but also help him as being in the hospital, the long days that can happen, just continually remind him of your presence. Father, we also lift up Anita to you as she heals from her fall, that you would be knitting the bones together and help her through this process. We also lift up Lynette and the sale of their home, and we just ask that you would, in your good pleasure and in your mercy, would find the right buyer for that home and be able to relieve that burden from them, especially as they get closer and closer to the summer season and needing to get the air conditioning turned on, that you would bring some alongside that would find that home just what they need and would relieve that burden from them. We also are grateful for the work that you do in us and through us as we've come through another Club Rock season. We thank you for each of the students that have been a part, for the families that they represent, and the opportunities we've had to sow the message of the gospel. And we also think of our VBS coming up in May, that you would raise up the leaders and helpers, as well as, again, we working in the hearts of our students as the gospel message is presented. We lift up our missionaries. We're grateful for Mike and Judy Manna being with us today and the work that they're doing around the world with Youth for Christ, and especially in the lives of the other field teams that they mentor and connect with. We also lift up the Romano family. We're grateful for the way you've used them, not only in Italy, but also in Greece and now most recently in Rwanda, that you would protect. And then as they get ready for their summer season, that you would bring them to the correct communities where they find hearts ready and prepared for the gospel. We lift up our country to you, grateful for the way that you have used this country around the world, but we do pray for our leaders, that you would raise up advisors around them that would point them to the cross, that would point them to the Bible, and that those advisors and our leaders would live out the truths that are laid out in Scripture. Father, you've told us to pray for our leaders, both locally and nationally. We do pray for the school board elections coming up here in Miller and the opportunity of exercising our rights as citizens. And we do pray for just those outcomes that are in your hands. Father, we are grateful for the blessings you've given us, the opportunity to give back to you a portion of those blessings to be used to further the gospel here and around the world. So we just ask that you would bless this offering and those that give. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, students, and Lori, for the tireless work she does as she does music. It's the Wednesdays, it's hard to believe, it's about 22 weeks of Wednesdays that we invest in the students. And this morning, we also have the opportunity of having Mike and Judy Manna with us, our missionaries that they spent a considerable amount of their time in Ukraine, but you have maybe been gone from Ukraine longer than you were there, as they transitioned to a couple different ministries and now with Youth for Christ International. And so just a little promo for Mike and Judy's ministries that God's entrusted with them. They will be with the junior high through adults for our Sunday school class. We'll meet in here during our Sunday school time, as well as that's when we will be receiving our love offering for the Mannas. So, Mike.
Yes, it's so good to be with you all. Judy is back there. You'll get to see her a little bit more during Sunday school time. But to start off, I just want to introduce a little video. We're going to share with you a little five-minute video. I was able to go back to Ukraine in February and to be involved with ministry there. So I'll let that video show, and then I'll come up and talk just for a few minutes, sort of advertising our Sunday school hour. So thank you.
I am on my way to Kremenchuk, Ukraine, and I'm so excited to be going and to have being picked up by Radek, my dear friend and former student at Kiev Theological Seminary when we lived here. But the cool thing is that I'm on the last train of a pretty long trip. Started with the normal three airplanes to get over to Krakow. And when I got to Krakow, then stayed overnight, and then from there, I got on another train that went to the Ukrainian border, and then had a two-hour layover, had some borscht in a restaurant there at the Polish border, and then got on my overnight train in Przemyśl, which I can't say that name of the town in Poland, but that border town, and then got that train into Kiev and arrived here there yesterday at 7:30 in the morning. But now, as I'm on this train, I got on a train today to get into Kremenchuk, another five-hour train down here to where I will be connecting with Radek, who is a youth ministry professor at Kremenchuk Evangelical Seminary, and I will be working with him and helping at a youth conference that they're involved with there. And I just want to get there to support them, hug on them, encourage them, and be part of their ministry, because they have an amazing ministry that they've had here during the war. Radek is also a pastor, so I'll get to enjoy his church. He's invited me to come and join them there on Sunday. And I look forward to a real special reunion with his family, to see Sophia and the girls and his little boy too. And very excited to just be with them and to hear their stories of what God has been doing at the war, during the wartime, and also just to encourage them as much as I can to reconnect.
Thank you for your welcome.
Oh,
is it Kremenchuk?
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just got off the train and
Yeah, special for you, this siren.
The air raid sirens start just for us. Okay, well, thank you very much.
To me again and again.
And then you'll give me the real life of Ukraine, won't you? Real life, here we go.
Real life in Ukraine is truly a dichotomy. While I was speaking at the youth conference there in Kremenchuk, a Russian missile attack hit an apartment building. Many people lost their lives, civilians. And this was the exact same city in which this worship band that was leading us at the conference was from the city of Poltava. And that night we prayed with the Surkan family, with Radek and Sophia and the kids, like they do every single night. The ministers and youth workers in Ukraine are doing such an amazing job of reaching the people for Christ there in the midst of this war. Then I traveled back to Kiev, where I had a lunch meeting and some training time with all of our Youth for Christ staff. They serve over 100 churches in children's and youth ministry, and it was just a blessing to be with them. Then after that, I went back to Kiev Theological Seminary, where I used to teach and train. I got to meet with the youth ministry professors and teachers that are now doing this training. Many of them were my previous students. Then we had a youth ministry conference there at the seminary. It was a one-day conference where 100 youth workers came together. I taught on the subject of team development. We talked about how Jesus also used a team to disciple others. And then I was able to spend some time with Oksana Prost, who is a former translator and a current translator as well. And we did an online class of training other youth workers through the seminary program. While I was there, there was continual drone attacks against Kiev and other cities around Ukraine. I experienced them firsthand for myself for a few weeks, but Ukrainians experience them every day. So please pray with me for peace in Ukraine, for victory for the defenders, and defeat of the enemy who is attacking them. These flags once again represent all of those that have given their lives to defending their families.
My last day in Kiev, I spent a wonderful lunch with Oksana and her family here in the north side of Kiev in Tryeshina. I'm about to leave and go home tomorrow, so going back to my Airbnb and then take off from the train to Poland and then on from there. So what a blessed time it's been in Ukraine on this trip. I look forward to coming back again soon. We'll see you in Ukraine. Praying for you.
So thanks so much for sending us to Ukraine and to other areas of the world. Judy and I were just talking a little bit right before we made this trip. We came up to speak at Sunshine's Missions Conference and just to connect also with you all. And she said, "No, Mike, how do you share some of the different parts of your job as a missionary and not be boring?" Right. So, and because if I just listed out my job description to you, I mean, who would be interested? So anyway, so she even, I think we used the word hats, and she said, "Okay, what are the different hats that you wear? How can you share that?" So I thought, okay, I'll bring my hats that I wear to you. Now, I don't actually wear this hat, all right? But this is a hat that represents the fact that I lead our global training team, all right? So it's a symbol, okay? I don't wear this hat every day in the office, okay? So it's just a symbol of the flags I get to work with. We have 128 countries in Youth for Christ. I am the training director, but basically it means I help coordinate training between the different countries. For instance, like let's say there's a really good training in Portuguese language that our Brazilian Youth for Christ are doing. Well, maybe that can be used in the country of Portugal or maybe an African country that speaks Portuguese. So that's my job, is to help that training get between the countries and help coordinate that. So that's one of my jobs. Another one of my jobs is in academics. Some of you have actually been with Judy and I since we were with our old mission, Youth Ministry International. Well, it's very interesting that that mission unfortunately closed, but on the good side of it, all the missionaries that were with that former mission, Youth Ministry International, joined us at Youth for Christ. And I'm their boss now, sort of. I get to work with them, and we're doing the same thing that we did in Kiev Theological Seminary with those American missionaries in different seminaries and Bible colleges around the world. So that is one reason that Judy and I now are also involved with a Kenya Baptist College, with a school in Malaysia, and that's my hat I get to wear as a Youth for Christ academics team. But as you probably know, I don't live in all of these countries. I live in the state of Indiana, all right? And we enjoy that because we have 5 of our 10 grandchildren now living in that same city in Columbus, Indiana. And actually, a lot of my work is on the computer at home, okay? So I get to do internet training from my home office. I get to do Zoom calls with these teams that I work with. We can even do what's called online coaching. That is helping leaders grow up in their ministry. So I thought this hat was appropriate for the internet coaching. And the last hat that I'll wear for you this morning, this might look a little silly, but This is a part of relationship. Ministry is always about relationship. That's why actually I enjoy drinking coffee with different youth leaders around the world. But another thing that we do in the Slavic countries for relationship is that we go to the sauna, okay? And so we go to the sauna and we go to the banya and we spend time talking together. When our togas and the little branches that we hit each other, we enjoy the relationship that happens there. Honestly, in Ukraine, church board meetings happen in saunas, okay? So you might want to consider that here at St. Lawrence too sometime. When you have less clothes on, you never mind, I won't go. So relationship is a key to ministry, okay? A relationship is a key to ministry because even when I passed the baton in Ukraine to those that I got to disciple, I handed them my Bible and my coffee mug because it's always related to relationship is how the gospel of Jesus Christ goes forward. So in Sunday school, I'm actually going to share more about these hats and some of the things they do. Thank you so much for sending Judy and I. We think of you often. We recognize that we cannot do what we're doing without being sent. That's what a missionary is, sent. So thank you for sending us. And we look forward to you. Come back. Maybe you'll be interested to hear more about these hats at Sunday school.
We're running a little behind because of all the special things this morning, and I was hoping maybe somebody would say we didn't have to sing this song because I don't know it very well. But fortunately, I'm blessed with two very fine accompanists, and so we got to stand and sing together because I need your help with number 236, Is It the Crowning Day? Jesus may come today, glad day, glad day, and I would see my friend. Dangers and troubles would end if Jesus should come today, glad day. The crowning day. I'll live for today, nor anxious be. Jesus, my Lord, I come shall see. Glad day, is it the crowning day? I may go home today. Glad day, glad day, seemeth I hear their song. Hail to the radiant throng, if I should go home today. Glad day, is it the crowning day? I'll live for today, nor anxious be. Jesus, my Lord, I soon shall see. Glad day, is it the crowning day? Why should I anxious be? Glad day, lights appear on the shore. Storms will affright nevermore, for he is at home today. Glad day, is it the crowning day? I'll live for today, nor anxious be. Jesus, my Lord, I soon shall see. Glad day, is it the crowning day?
faithful I'll be today. Glad day, glad day, and I will freely tell why I should love him so well, for he is my all today. Glad day, glad day, is it the crowning day? I'll live for today, nor anxious be. Jesus, my Lord, I soon shall see. Glad day, glad day, is it the crowning day?
Thanks for singing with me. Please be seated.